الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بشرح صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنات يوم الدين. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الشريف, إذا جاء رمضان, if you, رمضان comes, فتحت فيه أبواب الجنة, all the gates of the Jannah will be open widely, وغلقت أبواب جهنم, أبواب جهنم, and all the gates of جهنم وليعوذ بالله will be locked, closed, وصفدت مردة الشياطين, and the giant shaitans will be locked also. They have no power over the believers. ويغفر فيه عند آخر ليلة وفيه ليلة, and in Ramadan there is a night. هي خير من ألف شهر. It is better than 1,000 months. فقال أحد الصحابة, one of the companions, قال هي ليلة القدر يا رسول الله. It is the night of power, is the night of Laylatul Qadr. The Prophet ﷺ answered, قال إنما يوفى العامل أجرا, أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. But the Prophet, he answered, every worker will reward, will be rewarded in the end of his work. That means when you complete the month of Ramadan, inshallah ta'ala, and you perform the ibadah for Allah. As you know, inshallah ta'ala, according to the majority of the Muslim Ummah, the moon sighting will be Thursday night after Maghrib. Ramadan, it could be Friday, inshallah, or could be Saturday. It's up to the moon, inshallah. And from here also, we have to pray Allah, that Allah tabaraka ta'ala unites all the Muslim Ummah to start together fasting and to end the fasting together, inshallah ta'ala. We ask Allah to give victory for the Muslim Ummah and to make all of us love each other fi sabilillah. So, now, talking about the moon, as we repeat it every time, because even if you find one of your brother is different than you, you tell him, may Allah accept your fasting. And if I have a different day, you tell me, may Allah accept, because Allah is the one, he accepts all the deeds. Right? Now, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I join with you this hadith fast. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fi al-imamu al-tirmizi wal-bukhari, two of the sahih authentics. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sumu lirru'yatihi, wa aftiru lirru'yatihi. It's mean fast, all of you, according to the moon sighting, وَأَفْطِرُوا, and break your fasting according to the moon sighting. That is, and we remember, do we have only one moon? We have only one moon, we don't have two different moon. That's mean one. Allah, the Prophet ﷺ say, fast according to the moon sighting and break your fast according to the moon sighting, meaning clearly for all of us, there is nothing in Islam called calendar. We may find some Muslim country, they already decided Ramadan from a month ago according to the calendar. You may find another brother today, we have the technology, everything is calculated perfect, calendar now. Allah, he knows what is the best for the Ummah. When Allah command all of us to go for the moon sighting, Allah, he knows this is better for us. Because many, many times we clear it, that the sign could make mistake. But Allah never make mistake. Allah, his rule and law, it's perfect. So when the Prophet ﷺ, he say, sumu, fast according to the moon sighting, meaning we have to check the moon by our direct eye. If you cannot use your direct sight, it's mean to view it or the moon or to sight the moon by your vision, go and the temple, look for a telescope. There's nothing wrong. Technology produced for us, if we are not able, maybe clouds. So we can use a telescope, but this is the condition for the Ummah to sight the moon. nothing to calculate it in advance, a week before, 3 days before, a month before, nothing. We don't have this language at all in Islam. And Islam is perfect for any place and perfect for any time you go. Perfect. Bye. Prophet ﷺ in the second hadith, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he say, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُوهُ فَصُومُوا. If you sight the moon, start fast as the second day. إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُوهُ. It's mean the message for the ummah. Anyone from the ummah, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُوهُ. If you sight the moon, فَصُومُوا. Go and fast. فَإِنْ غُمَّ عَلَيْكُمْ. And if you are not able to sight the moon, it's difficult to sight the moon. Huh? The Prophet ﷺ said, فَأَكْمِلُوا عِدَّةَ شَعْبَانِ 30 يَوْمًا. Go and complete the عِدَّةُ شَعْبَانِ. It's mean the 30 days from the شَعْبَانِ. Go and complete شَعْبَانِ to be 30 days. So we have this is clear from the Prophet ﷺ. Now, let's we go for Al-Imam al-Tirmizi rahimahullah in his authentic hadith. He said, تقبل شهادة رجل وهذا باتفاق الأمة. الإمام الترمذي, and he's a great عالم in Islam, he said, it is accepted in Islam for eyewitness by one single man to testify in a front of the Jama'ah, not individual. According to the population, the Muslim Mujahid is not gonna see it in America, somebody in Pakistan, somebody in Egypt, somebody. No, the authorized people. Other way we will be divided. Other way will be actually the Muslim will be against each other. The authorized people from the Muslim country to sight the moon, they have to go and sight the moon. So it is allowed to accept even a single man. Why? Because the Islam built in trust. If Sheikh Abdul Rashid came to us and said, I sighted the moon, and we tell him, according to the evidence which we have in the Sunnah, when a group of people came from south of Medina, and then they meet the Prophet ﷺ, and then one of them, he said, Ya Rasulullah, we sighted the moon last night. It was after the Dhuhr of the last day in the month of Ramadan, meaning day number 29. The man, he cleared it. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, we sighted the moon last night. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, أَتَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. He said, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. The Prophet, he commanded all the Sahaba after the Zuhr time to break their fast. And he said, but for us, we going to break the Eid tomorrow. Why? Because it was a time after Zuhr. But he commanded the Sahaba after the Zuhr to break their fast because somebody came and testified. For the Muslim Ummah today, we have to be organized. We have authorized ulama, scholar, those who are special to sight the moon. We accept their witnesses, inshallah ta'ala. That's number one. Number two. We ask the question, is there every country has right to sight their own moon? We find every year moon sighting in Pakistan is different than the moon sighting of Indonesia, of Egypt, or so. People sight the moon in a different area. Is that allowed in Islam that every country they have their own sight to sight the moon? The answer is yes. The answer is yes. We have to be honest. Not because I belong to a group and I have to publish it for all people. No. We have to say the truth, all, as we said many times. Masjid Manhattan is not extremist to any school. But whoever give me the dalil and evidence, we follow him inshallah. And remember, you may find different moon sighting. You are innocent completely. Those who decide the moon, those who published the moon sighting, they are the one responsible in front of Allah. Deceiving you, they will take all the wizr, all the sins for every single Muslim who fast without any right, without any truth. So subhanallah. Now the question again, shall we every country have their own moon sighting? The answer is yes. The first group of ulama, they said yes. And what's your dalil? Here we go, Ni Abdul Rashid, to say the dalil. The dalil talking a story, a riwaya, a story happened between Quraib from At-Tabi'in. From At-Tabi'in, the first, the second generation of the Sahaba. He was a child in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, and he grew up. Or he became like a scholar for the Ummah from the second generation. Quraib, rahimahullah, one of the great scholar for the Ummah. And here is the evidence. They said, yes, every country, they have their own moon sighting. Right? Now, what happened? Quraib, he said by himself, if you open Ibn Hajar, rahimahullah, or Imam Ibn Kathir, you're going to find this story, for sure. What's happening in this story? Why every country, they could take their own moon sighting? Quraib, he said, Safartu ila bilad al-Sham. I traveled to Bilad al-Sham. You know Medina, over the Medina right away. If you travel north, you're going to find Bilad al-Sham, which is known amongst us today, Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, Palestine. This used to be one place called Bilad al-Sham. The enemy came of Islam, they divide the Muslim country to a different group as they did it in India. India before used to be one, call it the Indian continent, and the Islam conquered it. But the enemy came and they divided to a different group and make problem between the nations. Now, Quraib said, I traveled to Bilad al-Sham, فَاسْتَهَلَّ عَلَيَّ هلال رمضان. And when I reach Bilad al-Sham, استهل علي, meaning we sighted the moon in Bilad al-Sham. فرأوا ليلة الجمعة, the night of Jum'ah. Concentrate with me, يرحمك الله, because we need the member of Masjid Manhattan to carry the knowledge. So make four enter different masajid, so you know where the story is, to carry the strong knowledge, inshallah, في سبيل الله. And we advise the Muslim Ummah peacefully, inshallah ta'ala. Now, he said, we sighted the moon in the night of Al-Jum'ah. The moon of what? The month of Ramadan. What is the meaning night of Al-Jum'ah? It means after the Maghrib of Thursday. Laylat Al-Jum'ah, meaning the night before the day of Al-Jum'ah. Meaning after Thursday Maghrib. Now, فَرَأَيْتُهُ, I sighted the moon. He sighted the moon by his direct vision. وَرَآهُ النَّاسِ, and all the people in Bilad al-Sham sighted. وَرَآهُ مُعَاوِيَةَ, and Muawiyah, the governor that time over there, that is the time after the death of the Prophet ﷺ. And after the death of the Prophet ﷺ. Now, then after that, Muawiyah is sighted. And they started fasting. And he said, we came back after, I came back to Medina, south again, in the end of Ramadan. فَقَالَ قَابَلْتُ ابْنَ عَبَّاسِ, I met حَبْرُ الْأُمَّةِ, the greatest scholar in the Islamic history, Ibn Abbas, رضي الله عنهما. فَقَالَ لِبْنَ عَبَّاسِ, he said, Ibn Abbas, he told me, and he spoke to me, قال هل رأيت الهلال, did you sight the moon? He knows that he came from Bilad al-Sham. Did you sight the moon, ya Quraib? Did you sight the moon? قال نعم يا ابن عباس, I sighted the moon. قال هل رأيت, you sighted by yourself? He said yes. He sighted. He talking about the beginning of Ramadan. Remember, he asked him about the beginning of Ramadan, did you sight the moon? He said, yes, we sighted the moon at the night of Friday. Now we are in the end of Ramadan. Then after that, قال وراه الناس, وَرَأَهُ مُعَوِيَةَ And also, I remember that all people, they sighted the moon for the Hilal, for Ramadan. And also Muawiyah. فَقَالَ ابْنَ عَبَّاسِ ابْنَ عَبَّاسَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا He said, And we sighted the moon the night of Saturday. The night of Saturday. He spoke about the beginning of Ramadan. Ibn Abbas, he answered Quraib, and all the Sahaba were there. He said, we sighted the moon the night of Saturday. That means the people in Medina, they sighted the moon one day after. Bilad al-Sham, they sighted in the night of Friday. Bilal bin Medina and Mecca, they sighted the moon at the night of Saturday, meaning after the Maghrib of Friday. So that is the story. What Ibn Abbas is saying? قَالَ أَمَّا نَحْنُ But we going to complete the month of Ramadan. It was a night, day number 30. It was a night of day number 30. And he said, we're going to complete the month of Ramadan to make it 30 days. Yeah. But Bilad al-Sham, they start one day early. Therefore, Ibn Abbas, we cite it. Then Quraib, he asked him, you don't believe, you don't take the moon sighting which I cited, and the people in Bilad al-Sham and Muawiyah. Then Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, قال هكذا أمرنا Rasulullah sallam, that is the way our messenger commanded us. That means from this story, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, that is what the caused the confusion for the Muslim Ummah. This story happened in the time of Ibn Abbas and Quraib. He said, how that's how the Prophet sallam commanded us. From this meaning, group of ulama, among this group is Al-Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. He established it in the fiqh of Al-Hanafi school that every country they have right to sight the moon. Therefore, you find Pakistan, Bangladesh, Indonesia, this area, they have all the time their own sight, even between the nation of the Arab. Sometime you have different moon sighting between the Arab. Let's come for the majority of the scholars of the Ummah. Ra'yul Jumhur, how do you call it by Arabic? Ra'yu al-Jumhur. What does that mean? The opinion of the majority of the scholars of the Muslim Ummah. He said no. Muslim Ummah number one must be united. This is not the word of Sheikh Mustafa, remember. I am under the feet of the ulama. He said no, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran one ayah. And we have one hadith. He said the Muslim Ummah should be gathered together under one moon sighting. That is the majority of the ulama, include the other three Imam Malik, wal Imam Shafi'i, wa Ahmad, and Ibn Hajar also, and Imam Ibn Taymiyyah, and al Imam Suyuti, some number of the ulama. They say, no. Allah says in the Quran, check the Quran. Allah said, in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, Sheikh Abdullah, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ Whoever شَهِدَ, it's mean, I witness it. الشهر, the moon sighting for the الشهر, it's mean شهر Ramadan. فَلْيَصُمْ فَلْيَصُمْ Therefore, go and fast it. He said, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمْ Anyone amongst you. So that is what the ulama built it, that all the moon sighting should be to unite the ummah. Allah says in the Quran, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمْ Whoever testified from amongst you, the moon sighting from amongst you, he did not say from amongst the Pakistani or Egyptian or Morocco or so, he said, مِنْكُمْ in general, in a Muslim ummah, فَلْيَصُمْ All of the Muslim Ummah should be follow him. That's number one. Number two, Hadith al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sumu lu-ru'yatihi wa aftiru lu-ru'yatihi. Fast according to the moon sighting and break your fast among it to the moon sighting. And the ulama said, we have only moon sighting and if the countries, they share part of the night, together, all of them, you could be one umbrella under one more sighting. And this is the opinion of the general scholar from the Muslim Ummah, the majority. And what is the opinion for Sheikh Mustafa? Zero. Just to tell you about the moon sight. Number two, I need you to listen to this before you leave. Come back to هل تكفي نية واحدة. Now we sighted the moon at the night of Ramadan. When is Ramadan start? What is the niyyah? As you know, everything in Islam built in the niyyah, in intention. You cannot stand in the salah without intention. To say I do intentionally to pray fard or sunnah, must hajj has a niyyah, zakah has a niyyah, everything, sound fasting has a niyyah. Then after that, we know the first hadith all the time in a book of the sunnah, hadith Umar ibn al-Khattab, the prophet, innama al-a'malu bil-niyyat, everything in deeds in Islam, it's about to the what? Niyyah. Then, is that enough for me in the night of Ramadan, in the night of the first Ramadan, to publish only one general intention for to fast the whole month? Or has to be repeated every single night in the Ramadan? People also confused about this issue. Here, number one, Al-Imam Malik rahimahullah said yes, you could only have one general niyyah at the first night of, or the first day of Ramadan, I mean in the night of the Ramadan, to publish only one intention to fast the whole month. Who said that? Please, brother, يرحمك الله, try to understand the topic, because we have this different opinion all over. So Imam Malik rahimahullah, in his fatawa, he said it's enough for you to publish only general niyyah to fast the whole month. Okay. Al-Jumhuri said no. It's not enough only one general. He said why? Who's Al-Jumhur? What is the meaning of Al-Jumhur? Sheikh Sharif, what is the meaning of Al-Jumhur? The general ulama. Majority. Okay, now. I said no. Ramadan, because Imam Malik, when he said only general niyyah, general intention, he built his opinion in measurement, qiyas. So what are you talking about, Imam Malik? He said, Imam Malik said, enough one general niyyah to cover the whole Ramadan. He said, what, where you come from? He said, because of Al-Hajj. He built his niyyah in Al-Hajj. Abdul Rashid, in Al-Hajj, when you go for Hajj, you have only one single niyyah. But remember, in Al-Hajj, brothers had a different what? Positions. Different what? Levels. Different steps. You have to go for the tawaf, and then the tawaf, you have to go Mina, Arafah, different. Umrah, whatever it is. So they say, Imam Malik rahimahullah said, one general niyyah, like Al-Hajj. The majority of the ulama, they answer Malik, no. Because Al-Hajj, yes, you issue one general niyyah. But remember, anything of Al-Hajj, if you make a violation in any one of the steps of Al-Hajj, will corrupt the whole Hajj, right or not? Anything, any steps in Hajj, you make error and mistake, it will corrupt the whole Hajj or not? Yes. But Ramadan, compared to Al-Hajj now, in Ramadan, if somebody violates one single day in Ramadan, or two single day, or 1 week, gonna violate the whole Ramadan? No. Therefore, the ulama said, no. Ramadan is totally different. Because if you violate the ishd in Ramadan one single day, it doesn't affect the whole month. Only affect a specific day when you're making this error in Ramadan. So they said, no. It should be every day. What did the majority say? It's a hadith. Sahih al-Bukhari. والترمزي والإمام and all the majority of the ulama, he said something here, include Abu Hanifa رحمه الله. He said حديث عبد الله بن عمر from his sister حفصة. She said قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من لم يجمع الصيام قبل الفجر فلا صيام له. والرواية الأخرى من لم يبيت النية قبل الفجر فلا صيام له. If there is nobody combine the niyya to fast the day, the single, every single day in the month of Ramadan before Fajr, no fasting will be valid for him. Oh, very dangerous. Who said that hadith? Hadrat Abdullah ibn Umar and Hadrat Hafsa, the wife of the Prophet ﷺ, the daughter of Umar ibn Khattab, narrated by the greatest scholar in Islam, Hadrat Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu anhum ajma'in. He said, the Prophet, he specified, he said, whoever doesn't combine the niyyah every night before the Fajr, no valid fasting for him. That is a hadith which is mentioned in every book. What does that mean? Meaning, every night you wake up and you drink a cup of water, or you drink, if you don't want to wake up for the suhoor, because most of us will say, I'm going to wake up for my work 6 o'clock. Let me sleep, eat 12 o'clock in the night, and I sleep and I sleep. Ya akhi, subhanallah, qala صلى الله عليه وسلم, tasaharu fa'inna fi suhoor baraka. Go and take your suhoor, because the suhoor has baraka. What does that mean, baraka? It will help you. It give you energy. Allah will make it easy for you. Allah will make the time, the long time in the month of Ramadan, to make it easy for you. Even if you drink up a cup of orange juice, a cup of milk, a tamr, a piece of tamr, renew the suhoor, brother Dan Salami, every night. It will be give you energy. You follow the sunnah in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah give you energy, give you power to pass the day, inshaAllah ta'ala. You don't need to stand up every night to say, no, I intended to fast the day tomorrow, Thursday. And I'm intended to, my intention, I am in location in 2667 Karafsi Avenue in Brooklyn. SubhanAllah. So what does that mean? Only to show the niyyah by drinking anything, even if you don't want to stay, to eat a complete suhoor, just to take something to give you energy to complete that day every single night. What about if somebody, before you sleep and you are not sure to wake up, just to have the intention, get a cup of coffee, cup of orange juice, milk, drink it before you sleep if you are not able to wake up for suhoor. Fajr time, to pray on time, not after 7 o'clock, Ya Sheikh Ali, not after 8 o'clock. And he said, Alhamdulillah, I pray the Fajr. What time, Ya Akhi? 8 o'clock in the morning before I go. Ya Akhi, fear Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And that's what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We will continue from this rule, inshaAllah. We ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to help us, inshaAllah Ta'ala. We ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. اللهم بلغنا رمضان اللهم تب علينا أجمعين يا ربي في رمضان واغفر لنا ذنوبنا إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم يا ربي اعتق رقابنا من النار اللهم ادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار اللهم سهل علينا رمضان اللهم يا ربي سهل علينا رمضان يا رب العالمين اللهم يا ربي اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات وحرصنا بعينك التي لا تنام ولا تكفل واجعل هذا الشهر نصف للإسلام. اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين واجعلنا متحبين في جلالك مجتمعين على كلامك اللهم وحد أمة لا إله إلا الله اللهم وحد يا رب أمة لا إله إلا الله يا الله make us united يا الله يا الله gather the Muslim أمة to fast together and break the fast together اللهم تقبل صالح الأعمال يا رب العالمين واغفر لنا ذنوبنا واهدي أولادنا وأولاد المسلمين وعلمنا ما علمت به كثير من خلقك وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك السلام عليكم.